Item 609.
Adopt the 13th Amendment to the South Park Blocks Urban Renewal Plan.
Colleagues, the original South Park Blocks Urban Renewal Plan emphasized strengthening this part of our city as an arts and cultural center for Portland and the entire region. The Multnomah County Central Library and the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall are just two of the iconic destinations within the district that serve patrons from not only across the city, but all across the Pacific Northwest. I'm keenly aware of the financial impact that tax increment financing has on our jurisdictional partners, and I know that in recent years, staff at Prosper Portland has explored a number of options to mitigate these potential impacts. I'm pleased to offer a means to identify financial resources that are not otherwise available to the city and the county to invest in the maintenance and preservation of these cultural gems. And with that, I'll call up staff. I believe Truls is giving the presentation this afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. Hi, Lisa.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and council members, and thank you for the opportunity to come present this item before you today. I'm Lisa Obloff. I'm the Director of Development and Investment with Prosper Portland, and I'm joined by Tony Barnes, our finance manager with the agency. And the action, as the mayor referenced, that is before you today, is that we're seeking approval to amend the South Park Blocks Urban Renewal Plan in order to support investments in two key public assets within the district. City Council first adopted the South Park Blocks Urban Renewal Plan in 1985, and the plan has been amended 10 times since that approval. Some of the primary goals of the original plan were to increase and improve housing, which you see along the South Park Blocks today, to expand public facilities and to upgrade the South Park Blocks. And as the mayor mentioned, this has been accomplished through various improvements and investment that have supported downtown as a significant entertainment and cultural center, and more particularly this particular area as an arts and cultural destination and center for the city as well as the region. In addition, we wanted to highlight that the plan also supported historic preservation and identifying, preserving, and protecting the multiple historic structures, landmarks, and locations within downtown, of which both of those these facilities that we're here to talk about today represent similar landmarks. We are here today because State Statute ORS 457-085 requires that if an urban renewal plan contains a project that includes a public building, it should also have an explanation of how that public building will serve or benefit the community and the area. Furthermore, the South Park Blocks has its own plan that further provides that amendments for projects that include a public building are considered council-approved amendments and require approval by both the Board of Prosper Portland as well as City Council. The South Park Blocks district is actually an expired district, so its last bonds were issued in 2008. And we have been making an investment since then pursuant to the plan and those priorities that I previously described. And today we're here seeking your support in order to further amend the plan and include two additional projects that we believe are in direct alignment with the plan's original goals. The Multnomah County Central Public Library and the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall are both located within the South Park Blocks Urban Renewal Area and in need of capital investment, and we believe we have resources that can support that. And with Council's authorization, we would be able to direct approximately $3 million of tax increment resources to support these improvements. We would then enter into intergovernmental agreements with the public entities who either own or operate those assets, ensuring adherence to our investment guidelines, including TIF eligibility, our construction and workforce equity policies, et cetera. So the specific projects that we're bringing before you today, what you see on the map are the locations of the two public properties as well as visual images of them. Both projects offer opportunities to financially support two significant cultural assets, both of which have been long-standing community-serving partners. And we've actually invited partners who can speak in much greater detail regarding the projects from the county, the library, the city, and Metro, who does operate the concert hall on behalf of the city, should you have questions regarding the projects. A little bit of background on these assets. The Central Library opened its doors in 1913. and has since been providing a historic public space for all to gather, learn, create, and access the community's collective knowledge and resources. The library receives approximately 670,000 visitors per year for a variety of purposes. And the building was renovated in 1997, and more recently, county staff have identified additional of infrastructure improvements necessary to continue to provide quality services, access, and a quality experience for the community. The investments that we've been discussing with the county would enable the library to replace an inefficient and aged transformer with two new ones, and make some heating improvements that then balance kind of both their energy systems and improve the building's efficiency. And then they would also like to make improvements tied to the U.S. Bank Room, which is the public room that provides the ability for the community to host meetings, et cetera, at the library, sometimes with over 100 people attending each of those events at a time. To do this, the library will install a more accessible landing and path from the exit, as well as address longstanding landscaping issues that have created barriers for access. And it's estimated that those improvements collectively will be about $1.5 million. The Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall is a hallmark of Portland's performing arts venue, and it has served the community since 1928. In 1972, it was voted to have landmark status, so it is a designated landmark, and was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. And today, the Schnitzer Concert Hall marquee requires critical electrical, cosmetic, and seismic upgrades, including updated structural elements to meet current seismic code. The estimated project cost for these improvements is approximately $1.8 million, and work is expected to be completed by late 2020. The city partners with Metro to program, operate, and maintain the Portland 5 venues, of which Schnitzer Hall is one of them, and RIGA would be entered into pursuant to that operating agreement. And with that, Tony's going to share a little bit of the financial background of both where we are with South Park Blocks and the resources that would be spent on these projects.
Thanks, Lisa. So the proceeds, $2 million of the proceeds to fund the projects are coming from Council's recent action to refund prior bonds that were issued in South Park Blocks. Ordinance 189-428 approved on March 20th, authorized refunding of the outstanding 2008B tax-exempt bonds in the district. The Office of Management and Finance refunded the bonds in April 2019, providing a net savings to debt service, but also release the existing bond debt service reserve for those bonds. $1.3 million of that reserve was contributed to the refunding, leaving approximately $2 million in remaining reserves to be available for projects within the South Park Blocks TIF district. As requested by City's Bond Council and to fulfill IRS requirements, these proceeds need to be spent within the next 85% within the next 3 years, but that would be managed through these intergovernmental agreements. A little bit more on the budget summary. Some of these points, I believe, were shared during the budget proposed budget discussion in May. Recent accomplishments in the district include primarily small business development in the West End, the district's West End. Adding $2 million from these proceeds will add proceeds. The total budget over the next 5 years is approximately $6.5 million. In addition to the infrastructure projects, the $3 million, the balance right now is programmed towards affordable commercial development, primarily related to the Joyce Hotel, but also about $500,000 for small business grants that we have programmed.
And then lastly, we just wanted to share, prior to bringing the proposed amendments before council, we did reach out into the community and we met with the Downtown Portland Neighborhood Association's Land Use and Transportation Committee, as well as the Portland Business Alliance Central City Committee to share our thoughts about the two project opportunities and the potential for investments. And both groups were very supportive, both of the projects as well as the scale of investment that we're before you today with, in particular as they improve the overall performance of the buildings and the important role that these buildings play to our central city and to the region. And we will continue to keep them apprised as the projects progress with updates regarding the various projects as they move into construction. So with that, we will take questions if there are any.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fritz. How did the management of the Schnitzer decide that the marquee was the most important way to spend $1.5 million?
So that's a great question, and I will defer to their testimony and also share something.
They also just
shared with us outside that they realized that it's actually one of the most iconic features of the Schnitzer, and it's something that routinely is showing up at the Portland Farmers Market in many kind of elements that are marketed tied to the Portland brand. But beyond that, I'll ask them relative. Yeah, they are going to be here.
Sorry,
they are
here, that.
And they
Thank you.
Can speak to other projects.
Very good. Then let's get to public testimony. Carla?
When do I get that?
So is there somebody who's going to testify on this?
Yeah, I think we had people registered to speak. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Public testimony is Bailey Delke and Julie Bunker.
Very good. 3 minutes each, please. Name for the record. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor Wheel and Commissioners. I'm Bailey Delke, Director of the Multnomah County Library. I'm here today to testify in support of the two infrastructure proposals to improve service and conditions at Central Library in downtown Portland. As you heard, the library has existed since 1913, is an iconic and historic building in downtown Portland, and receives on average about 660,000 people through its doors every year. Though it was renovated in 1997, Central Library has several critical infrastructure needs to ensure that it continues to serve this community well. I'll go into just a tiny bit more detail in terms of what you heard earlier. The two projects, one of which is the failing electrical transformer and also to remedy some associated HVAC problems. This would replace the transformer, add a new HVAC unit to eliminate overheating in the transformer room, and fix related overheating of elevator controls, which causes recurring elevator malfunctions in the public elevators at that building. The other project would create a safe emergency exit path for patrons on the north side of the building from the U.S. Bank community room, increasing safety and addressing long-standing landscaping issues. Central Library's U.S. Bank Room hosts daily public meetings, library programs, and library meetings. The emergency exit opens onto a dirt slope that is overcrowded with plantings and a concrete barrier and is not code compliant or ADA accessible. In addition, Central Library's over-matured landscaping is not inviting, provides harbor for rodents, and creates visual barriers that encourage illicit behavior. This project would create a more accessible landing and path from exit to sidewalk and address landscaping in ways that preserve historic design elements and reduce water consumption. I want to just take a quick moment to thank Prosper Portland, especially Kimberly Branham and Amy Nagy, for serving as the library's partners in presenting this proposal. If it's approved, we will obviously undertake these projects with a steadfast commitment to work with Prosper Portland to ensure that the improvements will align with the permitted uses of tax increment funding and adhere to the policies and timelines of both the City of Portland and Multnomah County. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Julie Bunker. I'm Director of Operations for Portland Five Centers for the Arts. And I'm here to talk about the Schnitz Marquee. Portland Five Center for the Arts manages the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, the Keller Auditorium, and the Antoinette Hatfield Hall through an intergovernmental agreement with Metro through the Metropolitan Exposition and Recreational Commission. That's a mouthful, I can tell you. Of P5's $20 million operating budget, the City of Portland contributes approximately 5%, and local government shared revenues, such as the TLT, covers an additional 5%. 88% of the operating budget must come from our earned income. The majority of that earned income comes from commercial events. And while we are very pleased to host or present commercial shows, because who doesn't want to see Broadway or Hamilton or Wicked, or their favorite singers for that matter, that isn't really the goal and really what we're most excited about in terms of an organization. What we are most proud of is what our mission statement, which states that we are changing the world through the arts. And how we change the world is through community engagement. And I'd like to do a shout out to our community engagement next and education department members who are sitting behind me. They do a remarkable job. We do in-house programming that provides opportunities to diversify performances to ensure that we're serving the entire Portland community and just not a small percentage. Our education program focuses exclusively on serving teachers and students in Title I schools. And in the 3 years since the department was developed, the P5 education program has introduced a broad spectrum of culturally diverse programming for students, teachers, and their families. P5 also provides a variety of performances that are open and free to the public. I highly encourage you, if you haven't been to the Wednesday Music on Main events, to try those out because they're fantastic fun. And P5 also, in our lobbies, we showcase local artists. We have a very far reach in regards to who we serve. Our P5 hosts presents more than 1,000 performances annually and serves almost a million people a year. And finally, one of the key things that we do is we support local arts organizations with more than $2.3 million of reduced rent and lower fees. These are organizations, large organizations like the Symphony and small organizations like Stumptown. It enables them, it ensures that they remain healthy and can continue operating. So the question was, why the Marquee? Well, I've only been with P5 for the past 2 years. I started almost exactly 2 years ago. And I have to admit, when I was looking at the capital plan, it wasn't towards the top of my list. But what has changed over the past 2 years is that the realization that this is one of the most prized assets that the city has. It is a touchstone. I'm not exaggerating when I say one of the things that I've noticed is the number of people who take pictures of this sign. I see it at least once a day, usually more in the summer, 4 or 5 times a day. I think the stag sign would be good, but the Portland sign's easier to get a good picture of. So it's probably the most photographed icon of the city. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the Saturday Market, and I counted 6 local artists who used that sign for T-shirts and for signage. So it's obviously a very important touchstone for them. But I think the most important of all is one of the reasons why our groups, types of groups exist, our public buildings exist, the library exist, is to foster a sense of community, which I think is really important right now, particularly with, you know, some of the other the divisiveness that's going on in the world. And one of the things that this sign can do is help bring in that sense of community. One of the things we're looking at doing is an electronic marquee. And we'd like an electronic marquee for 2 reasons. One, it takes us about 3 hours to change the marquee the old-fashioned way. And we change it almost every single day. It puts our event custodians at risk. And the reason why is because of the traffic. There's a few more cars than there were in 1928 when this was first designed. The design is actually still from 1928. But most importantly is just, like I said, the sense of community. We frequently bring in, as I said, our educational programs bring in schools from who just have not had an opportunity to come into our buildings and view our performances. And having the marquee, an electronic marquee, allows opportunity to more easily welcome these folks. So you can imagine your Roosevelt student, for example, and you've never been into the Schnitz and you've never particularly felt welcome in that environment, and you show up on the buses and there's the marquee saying, "Welcome, Roosevelt students." That's something that's very important to us, is that outreach. And I'm really thrilled to see that the city and Prosper Portland are looking at assisting us with the strategic capital project. It can be a little bit tough to come up with those funds, but we really feel that this particular project is well worth doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz, did
Thank you. So follow-up question. That was a good explanation of why spend a lot of money on a marquee. How will you do the design so that it fits in with the historic building?
It's actually and we've been to the review on the state level. It actually will look exactly the same. In fact, we're reverting back to the original design. So even though it's an electronic marquee, we can replicate exactly the way it looks now without the broken letters. And I think we'll skip that part. And the marquee originally was solid black with white letters. Right now it's white with black letters. We're actually going to go back to the black with the white letters.
That'll look good.
So the look will be as the original. What it'll just offer us is more flexibility.
So it won't be changing, revolving?
No, it will be a static sign. Okay. Yes, no, it will not. We will not be showing the Super Bowl or whatever on it, no.
And
for special occasions.
For special occasions, yeah.
I can personally attest to how hard those signs are to change. I worked at Cinema 21 as a teenager, and one night trying to put up the announcement for woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown in the rain with the flu, I considered throwing myself off the ladder, possibly being preferable to having to continue installing that sign. Someone took mercy on me. I did not throw myself off the ladder, but it is hard, and there are dangers involved. So.
Plus, that was a long title.
It really was. Yeah, it was an apt title as well.
Yeah, we generally change it at 6 a.m. to try and avoid the traffic and to get done before it's too bad.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good seeing you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you. Is there other public does this complete invited testimony?
That's all who signed up as well.
And nobody else wants to testify? Very good. This is a resolution, and if there's no further discussion, we'll call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I serve on the Visitor Development Fund Board, and so as such, we're always looking for the things that the tourists are interested in, as well as people who live in Portland. So when I heard that there was some additional revenue that was available to put to civic buildings in Portland, I said, "Have you thought about the Schnitz?" And so I'm really happy to hear that it's going to be put to this use. We know that there's still a lot of work to be done and a lot of, as you say, a big capital maintenance list. It's better to do something on a list than nothing on the list. So thank you very much to Prosper Portland staff for taking my suggestion. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, you learn something new every day, and today was no exception. Great report. I vote aye. The resolution's adopted. Thank you.